Welcome to the MediaCorp Minute. My name is Josh Langmaid. I own a video production company here in Rochester. And I have a special guest today. Why don't you introduce yourself and tell everyone what you do?
Well, my name is Jameson Hansen. Josh, thank you for having me. I'm stoked to be here.
Absolutely.
My wife and I own four Anytime Fitness locations. So small business owner, entrepreneur, franchisee. I have been with the Anytime Fitness franchise for 7 years now. I started as a trainer, worked my way up to personal training manager, and then general manager of the Stuartville, Minnesota location, which we currently own. Yep. And I ultimately purchased it from the previous owners in August of 2016. So about 3.5 years later, by the grace of God, we've expanded our small little empire to four locations, and we're now planning location number 5. So life's good. Life's very good.
That's awesome. And I've known you for a while now, since you were a trainer.
Yeah, back in the good old days.
Yep. He put me through some good workouts, and now he owns them.
Yeah.
So let's
talk about quickly how you were there, and then you left, and you recently came back, which you're like the prodigal son. You came back.
As long as I came back, though, that's the main part.
Yeah, absolutely.
So yeah, four locations. Where are those all at right now?
Yeah, so Stuartville, Minnesota location. That was our first club, and that's where I got my start in the franchise. So It'll always have a special place in my heart. Byron, Minnesota, where my wife and I currently live, and we have lived for the last 5 years. We actually just opened our fourth location in Baldwin, Wisconsin. It's about a half an hour east of St. Paul. And then number 4 is way up in North Dakota, small town called Wahpeton. It's about 45 minutes south of Fargo. So it's been an awesome opportunity to develop as an owner, operator, coach, and we have great teams in all four locations. And like our general manager, Joe, in Wahpeton, you know, we're 4.5 hours away, so he has tons of autonomy, but I never worry because I know he's taking good care of the place.
Yeah. It's cool. I just love how fast it happened. I mean, it hasn't been that long from when you were literally a trainer to owning now 4.
Yeah. And so, yeah, like I said, I was training in 2013, started managing for 1.5 years in 2015. And my wife, I definitely got to give her a shout out. Brightness, her name. She has supported me from day one. I remember the day I came home and I was like, hey, how do you feel about buying the gym? And she's like, you and me buying the gym? And I was like, yeah, absolutely. She never hesitated. We've had multiple friends and family members that have been great mentors and supporters. And like, you can relate to this, when it's something you're passionate about and you can't stop thinking about it, You almost feel obligated to keep pushing, keep grinding it out. But ultimately we're blessed. Like, I'm very thankful.
So when did it even come about? Like, you're training at Anytime. I mean, how does it go in your head? Like, I think I should own this, or I want to own one of these here, and then take us through how that worked.
Yeah, well, I could talk all day about that, but I'll give you the relatively short story. So my dad owns a successful construction business of about 40 years, so I think entrepreneurship was in my blood.
Yep.
I watched the long hours and sacrifices he made, but also the freedom it gave him, so I always wanted that. And I remember my first interview as a trainer in Stuartville. I said in my interview that I want to own a gym, and I was very arrogant and prideful as a freshly graduated 22-year-old.
But it was in your head then.
But yeah, it was in my head.
Okay.
I even said to the general manager at that time, Kelsey is her name, that I might even want to own this gym because I really like the Stuartville community. And she's like, okay, well, slow down. And then, yeah, fast forward 3 years. And I had told the previous owners that if they ever go to sell, I want to be their first phone call. Because I had invested into it. I had relationships, loved the gym and the family there. And they actually told me, they're like, hey, Jameson, that's probably like a 2 to 3 year goal of ours. But we'll keep you in mind, stay patient where you're at, and it'll pay off. Fast forward 2 to 3 months, they call me on a random Sunday afternoon. They're like, our life has changed. Are you interested in buying the gym? We need to do this quick because Dan, the previous owner, the husband, he was actually getting deployed to the Middle East. And so that was in May of 2016. We ended up closing the deal in August of 2016. And, you know, I was only 25. I had a very generous family member give us a gift of money that we are now currently paying back for the down payment. and it worked out. And but it was the craziest 3 months of my life, that's for sure.
That's nuts. So what do you think has influenced you, you know, or mentors to get to kind of this point of entrepreneurship, business owner, you know, you said it was in your blood kind of with your dad, but has there been other influencers and, you know, mentors that have kind of brought you to where you are?
Yeah, certainly. So, my father-in-law, my father, like I remember the first year, I probably talked to both of them multiple times a week for hours, just about different scenarios and budgeting and expenses and employees, anything that relates to running a business. I, about 2.5 years ago, hired a business coach. John O'Malley is his name. I'm going to actually give him a little plug. You Profit Business Coaching is his entity. He has been an absolute game changer for me. And not only in regards to marketing and budgeting and building our business from the inside, but developing me as a leader and a business owner, coach. And I think personally and professionally, he's been one of the greatest mentors and inspirations in my life. So I'm super thankful for him. And then too, just like networking, like you and Jake. And, you know, I have a lot of franchisee friends who own Anytime Fitnesses across the nation who are always giving me good advice. And I think my dad gave me the best piece of advice ever. He said, as soon as you think you know everything, you don't know anything. And so I'm always learning, reading, researching, and consulting others.
Yeah. That's, yeah, and I don't know. One thing that we always, we have meetings, you know, here and there, and every time we finish up, I'm always motivated to go crush some sales or do something like that. It's just...
Yeah, man, yeah. Iron sharpens iron. Yeah. Like, if we're like-minded, we need to stick together, and our dreams or passions might be different, but if you're loving what you're doing, share that with others, because you never know who you can inspire or motivate.
Yeah.
Yeah, especially because we all get into ruts. Like, I was sick a couple weeks ago, and I was down for the count for like 3 days, and on day four, I was like, I don't want to go back to work. I'm getting really comfortable on my couch. But just a simple phone call can really be a game changer.
Yeah. So we always like to ask, what 3 books do you recommend for people that are, you know, trying to get into business, maybe want to start a business, entrepreneur?
Okay. Well, 3 isn't very many, but yes. I'll narrow it down. So one for sure is Extreme Ownership by Jocko Willink. Long story short, he just tells you that extreme ownership is literally taking responsibility for anything and everything that goes wrong or can be improved on in an organization or even in a relationship. So extreme ownership is one. Number two is probably, and we'll probably touch on it later in the podcast here, but Utility by Jay Baer. Utility talks about how if you're in sales or customer relations, customer service to any degree, you need to give before you can get. You know, that old adage of, you know what, don't give your services away for free. Heck, like that's 2020. You know, we're in Rochester. It's a booming metropolis. Like there's options everywhere.
Yep.
So I want to show our customers how invested we are into them before I ask them to pay or compensate or invest in us. So Utility by Jay Baer. And then number three is probably Delivering Happiness. I can't think of his name off the top of my head, but he's the founder of Zappos, the online shoe retailer.
Yeah. Yep.
And it's more of a biography. It talks about how he got his start, you know, businesses he started and failed, and then also how he built a multi-billion dollar business in Zappos and how his approach was so different than anyone else's, and then he used the power of the internet. So it's Delivering Happiness, the story of Zappos.
Interesting. I haven't read those last two.
Yeah, you'll definitely have to check them out.
The first one by Jocko, I don't even think I finished it. I started it.
Oh, you just start from the beginning.
Well, I read his what is it, Dichotomy of Leadership?
Yeah.
And then, so I read that, and that was really good. So then I wanted to go back. And,
and he's also got his field manual, which is actually, it's kind of like a coaching, exercise, nutrition, and lifestyle program. And he's actually got his daily exercise routine. He's got his daily diet and grocery list in there. So if you're looking to just pretty much transform yourself and develop extreme ownership in every area of your life, yeah, it's the Field Manual by Jocko Willink.
Interesting. Awesome. Well, hey, let's get into our topic of the day, sales.
Yeah,
sales. And I want to kind of, yeah, first thing, let's get into how sales have been changing, you know, as time goes, from maybe traditional sales and that high pressure to more where we're at in 2020. What do you think sales is doing and how is that transitioning?
Yeah, well, I want to preface this conversation by saying, you know, sales isn't about making money. Sales is about helping people. So I'm in the fitness industry and I get to see our products and services literally change lives every single day. It's not just weight loss or muscle building or transforming them physically, but it's the emotional, intellectual benefits. Mm-hmm. And so sales doesn't have to be a bad thing. Like whenever we get a new staff member and we talk about sales, they're like, oh, they're thinking, you know, about that classic sleazy car salesman. Sorry to all the car salesmen out there. But that door-to-door knife salesman. Yeah. And that still works and people still do that. Mm-hmm. But to me, sales is evolving in a way that relates to what I just mentioned in that utility book, is that you need to provide them with beneficial advice or coaching tips and tools or ideas or creatives and show them that you have value to add to their business, to their service, to their customers, to their employees before you ask for anything in return. Mm-hmm. And, you know, ultimately that's what you want to do. You know, you want to, through your creative process and digital marketing and videography, you want to help your customers build their businesses. Mm-hmm. You know, we want to help our customers get to a healthier place. And that's why, for example, when any new member joins Anytime Fitness, they get a free 60-minute personal training session. Mm-hmm. You know, that's got upwards of an $80 to $100 value, but we happily give it away because it's like, we want to set you up for success. Because if you just come in, work out for a few weeks, and then fall off the back end, or you don't see any results or progress, that's not your fault. That's our fault because mm-hmm. you trusted us by joining the gym and we let you down.
That's good too, because sometimes even in a gym scenario, it can be intimidating not knowing what you're doing at the beginning.
Yeah, absolutely.
Just being able to walk through, you know, the different things and what equipment does. And
yeah, well, and just like I always encourage our staff to have conversations when they're talking with a personal training or a group training prospect, you know, we didn't wake up knowing human physiology and anatomy and biomechanics, you know, through our 2 or 4 year degrees or through our personal training and our exercise physiology certifications. We've learned that just like a plumber doesn't wake up knowing how to, you know, install a water heater. Mm-hmm. You know, you didn't wake up one day knowing how to do an effective Facebook ad. Like it's something you've studied and that's why, you know, we pay you for your skills that you're specialized in, just like we would hope our customers do for our trainers and our coaches.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, and I think too, you know, a big thing obviously is like you have to fully believe in what you're selling, you know, for it to be effective, because they need to, you know, see that you have that interest and that investment into it and know that, you know, you believe it as well.
Yeah, 100%. And there's a question I always ask in at least the first or second interview of any new team member or potential prospect we're going to hire is, do you like fitness or do you believe in fitness? You know, because fitness is a very hot kind of a sexy industry right now, but it's like, I don't care about anything exterior. I want our members to be well on the inside. Mm-hmm. And on those days where you're stressed or a customer kind of pisses you off, or let's just say you're getting stuck in a rut of the monotonous day to day, like if you just like it, you think it's kind of cool, mm-hmm. like that's not going to push you through. But if you believe in it in your core that you can change someone's life or make a positive difference, like that's the belief that's going to push you through all the crap. And like I have good and bad days, but 90% of my days are awesome because I believe in what I'm doing. And I have plenty of friends who struggle in their careers because they're just like, all right, 8 to 5, count down the days to the end of the, or count down the hours to the end of the day, mm-hmm. count down the days to, you know, the week, and they live for the weekend, which yep. to each his own. But if I'm pushing, grinding something out for 40 to 50 hours a week, I want it to be something I believe in.
Yeah. So for you guys, are you do you focus on the sales side, or, you know, do you kind of train then people in the gyms to do the sales, or how does your guys' sales work?
Yeah. So, we have a sales process that I'm extremely proud of. I've actually been blessed with the opportunity to do some consulting for about 10 other Anytime Fitness owners and franchisees. And, you know, I wouldn't say it's patented, but, you know, it's proprietary information. And I'm proud of anything from, you know, the marketing and advertising schedules and schemes to, you know, certain phrases and terminology, and even like our price presentation sheets. They're designed and created in a way that helps our salesmen and saleswomen close sales. So yeah, I would say, let's say the first 2 weeks, first 80 hours someone works with us, at least 40 to 50 hours of that is role-playing, situational sales, overcoming objections, because we can't help you if we don't sell to you. Mm-hmm. And actually, one thing I forgot to mention in your last question was, you know, it's really fun when I'm sitting in a sales presentation for maybe a membership, or maybe it's a $300 a month personal training program, and someone says to me, be like, man, you really believe in this, don't you? And it's like, heck yeah, I do. Mm-hmm. And that's why I know it's an investment, but it's an investment that's going to have a positive return. And would you agree saying that, like, when you're being sold something or someone's presenting something to you, mm-hmm. you can tell if the salesman or saleswoman genuinely believes in what they're offering, yeah. and that makes you want to buy it more, because it's like, oh, this isn't just a job for them. This is it.
Yeah. And I think too, it's kind of funny that I think when you get into business and sales and you start reading these books and you start learning more about sales and you go into a situation and you can start seeing how somebody is, quote unquote, trying to sell you on something. And it happens more and more in the traditional sense. But I don't know, like I was trying to buy a car, not even the truck that I just got, but the Kia. And I won't say where I was at.
MediaCorp is obviously performing really well.
We just keep buying vehicles. but I could tell, I mean, this guy was an older salesman, had done sales training to other people, and I could just see the different techniques he was using, and it's like they weren't genuine. Like, I knew what he was doing, and it wasn't fully trying to help me. It was just let's sell this kid a car.
He was manipulating.
Yeah, and like, to some people, it definitely might work, you know. And I just think it's funny when you learn about it that you can start to see it used a lot in these techniques. I ended up starting to call him out on that.
Oh yeah.
And
my wife hates going to retail stores with me, or if we're making a bigger purchase like a car, because mm-hmm. I'm not listening to anything. I'm just looking for their sales process and techniques. And it's like, yeah. There's actually been a few times where I've just stopped and like stuck out my hand and said, like, good job. Good for you. Like, I'm sold.
Congrats on this.
Yep. Yep. But actually you sparked a thought in my head. My, like, I guess, final statement I always share with our new employees or new staff is, like, real sales, and if we really care about that person, is the ability to say no to a sale. Mm-hmm. Like, for example, we had a guy come in the gym and about a week ago, and giving him a tour, he was asking all sorts of good questions, but I could tell, like, it was kind of contentious because he kept out pointing, he'd, like, compliment us, but then he would throw in like a subtle insult, like, oh, you don't have this, or like, oh, my old gym used to have that, or be like, oh, you have high school kids here, that kind of thing. And we got to the, you know, presentation of the different membership options. And the whole time I couldn't help but think, I don't think he was going to buy from the moment he walked in, because, you know, to each his own. I didn't know his budget, but our membership started as low as $39 a month. And he's just like, oh man, Planet Fitness is only charging 10. And I said, you know what, maybe you're a better fit for them. And he looked at me and he's like, well, I don't know. Like, yeah, maybe this is the right fit for me. I was like, I can't come down on the price because we believe in our value, but you shared your goals of weight loss with me. I'm going to connect you with one of our coaches, and you have my personal promise and guarantee we'll get you there. Mm-hmm. But it starts at $39 a month, not 10. And yeah, he ended up joining, which was super cool. Now he's working with one of our trainers. But like, I have multiple times looked at a customer and said, I don't think we're a good fit for you. And that's okay. Like, cause I don't want to sell you something if you're not going to be happy. Cause ultimately you're going to cause problems if you're not happy and it's no good for anybody.
Yeah. Yeah. We found that more and more as time goes. And it's one of those things as like you're just starting, you're just trying to grab everything right away, whatever you can. But then once you start to develop, you know, what you're trying to do and actually helping people achieve different things, you can tell if they're not on the same page with it. And, you know, we've done the same thing where it's like, I don't think this is a good fit unless you're willing to do these things.
Yeah. But, yeah. 100%.
So your sales process then, you know, how does that incorporate into how you do marketing and more digital marketing?
Yeah. Excellent. So, like I said, we're always constantly researching, doing trial and error, experimenting. Sometimes our ads and our marketing schemes work really well. Other times they royally fail. But I've really tried to dial in our target audience. Mm-hmm. You know, I think there's a time and a place for just casting out a huge net and trying to scoop up as many prospects and new customers as you can. But we found that, let's say I am designing a creative for our team training group fitness program. Mm-hmm. You know, most of those are 30 to 50 year old professionals with multiple children. And so anything, like, you know, this, anything from the images we're going to use, we're going to have people that match that demographic. Yep. To I'm going to be posting it during times of the day that audience is most likely to see it on their Facebook or Instagram feed. Yep. And then also it's like my 50 year old aunts and uncles are paying attention to Facebook more. But if we're, let's say, advertising for a weightlifting competition or our sports performance program, we might be targeting more Instagram because that's going to be more powerful towards 18 to 28 year olds. Mm-hmm. And then I always make sure each staff member, if they're part-time, full-time, if they're, you know, frontline sales, or if they're cleaners,
yep,
that they know what our current promotion or sale or call to action is. Yep. Yeah, just so they're always prepared. And then, you know, especially if it's like, say it's a short term, you know, like join for a dollar sale or something. When we're role playing that weeks before, we're gonna use terminology like this is exclusive, this is one time only, or, you know, don't wait before it's too late, that kind of thing. So when they're sitting in front of a customer or a prospect, they can put a sense of urgency on it and say, we're talking about your goals for the next 12 months, but I'm also talking about saving you money right now because you can join for just a dollar, but you need to make an aggressive decision because that offer ends Friday.
Yep.
Does that kind of answer your question?
Yeah.
Okay, yep. Cool.
So what, other than digital, what other avenues do you kind of do for sales?
Yeah, so I have a puke marketing method. I just want to be everywhere where, you know, we can't be ignored. Yeah, no, I should get a shirt that says that though. Would you want one?
Puke sales?
Yeah, puke sales.
Yeah.
It's an acronym, but maybe I could come up with one. But, you know, it's the idea, it's pretty much of top of mind marketing. So, you know, I want to be Facebook and Instagram, but just not in their news feeds, their sponsored ads. I want to be in their messenger. So we use an email blast software, a text blast software. You know, are in our small towns. Unfortunately, local newspapers are struggling, but we try to support them when we can. You know, actually, the last couple of years, I would say for sure the last 2 years, banners, vinyl banners right on front of the gym or on a busy intersection have been really powerful. Because they see us, you know, Facebook, Instagram, in their email inbox, when they wake up in the morning in their text message inbox, and then they're driving home from work and they're like, oh, Anytime Fitness is doing a free 30-day pass, I'm gonna pull in really quick and grab that.
Yep.
And then also networking events. In our small towns, we have the opportunity to be, quote unquote, the authority of health and fitness. So when someone in our small town of Byron is talking about health and fitness or something personal training related, I want them to think of me, my face, or my team members.
Yep.
And think Anytime Fitness.
Yep.
And, you know, that starts by going to networking events, getting plugged into the school districts, you know, going to sporting events while wearing our Anytime Fitness gear and swag. And then also we have great local partnerships with other businesses. like cross promotion. Like we have an event, they share it on their Facebook page. They have an event, we share it on our Facebook page. Or for a week, I'll put a flyer for their upcoming promotion on their reception desk. And in return, they do the same thing for us. Because obviously we're stronger together. So just being everywhere. Did I miss anything?
No.
You got any recommendations for me?
I mean, that's pretty much everywhere. That's, you're all over the place.
Yeah. Well, and two, it's obviously watching the data and the analytics, making sure it's not just like hopeless or a waste of time, energy, and money, but like, you know, even like direct mailers. We started doing those more often. You know, we can hit 5,000 homes for $2,000, but look at the return. If we get three or four new members, it pays for itself.
Yep.
But also, once again, it's just one more place that we're at. Yep. So they can't ignore us because there's so much noise, so much noise.
Let's get into like age of people that are getting into sales. You know, people watching this may be younger. They're interested in sales or they're just getting into sales. How does that, like, does age play a factor much in the sales industry?
Yeah, I definitely would say so, you know, for a couple of reasons. You know, one, obviously experience. Mm-hmm. You know, it's intimidating as a new salesperson, you know, especially if you're surrounded by, you know, smooth talking salesmen or making sales left and right. They have these, you know, strategies that work really well for them. And you're like, oh, maybe I'm just not a good salesman. It's like, well, no, hold on, pump the brakes. It's just like, be patient. It's a skill like anything else. You need to develop it. I would definitely say it's like generational. Because the coach I had before John was older, and he would always tell me, don't give your services away for free. And, you know, I agree with that. Like, I don't want to just give, and give, never ask for anything in return, because you can't build a business on that. But that gentleman was, you know, pushing 60 years old. You know, John, he's in his early 40s, but he's got a very young mindset. He sees that, all right, Generation Z and our generation, the millennials, we're different. Yeah. You know, we don't like going to a car lot like you experienced and being sold. Even if we expect it, like we're not even going to go. Yeah. Like my dad knows it's coming, but he's still going to go.
Yep.
You know, for me, I would pay a premium price or a higher price if someone is going to let me try it before I buy it. Mm-hmm. Or if someone says, hey, you know what? Maybe you and your wife should just go home and discuss it, and I want to make sure you're comfortable with it. Mm-hmm. So I would say from that perspective, but then also too, like our generation is growing up in a time when our economy is just thriving. Like money is easily available. Like I could go to any bank or credit union and I feel like they would throw money at me, no problem. Mm-hmm. But like I know my dad and his construction business, his sales process is different, not only because it's a different industry, but because he's like, you know, I went through the 2008, 2009 recession, and he's like, I had to take every sale I could get. I couldn't do anything for free because I had to keep the doors open.
Yeah.
Where for me, I have the luxury of giving more things away for free because money is more readily available.
So what do you then look for in a salesperson that you're hiring?
To be honest, I would rather, like, sales experience is important, you know, if they're, you know, well-spoken and they can easily have conversations with people, that's obviously an asset and a skill we look for. They have to have a desire to grow, you know, like not just grow their income and their own finances, but grow within the company, grow within their client list. And there's nothing wrong with wanting to make money and make more money, like as long as you're doing good things with it. But like treat people right and the money will come.
Yep.
You know, treating people right comes first.
So do you even like look for the ones that don't have as much experience per se in sales?
Yeah.
Because you always hear that like, well, they might come with their bad habits or they don't do it our way, or it's just easier to do it if they haven't had that experience.
Yeah, 100%. And I would say that's like 4 years ago when I got started with business ownership, I was like, all right, yeah, I want people who are experienced, already have the skills, you know, so I don't have to put on the training wheels. But I found as human beings, we get stuck in our ways. And even if we work for a new brand, some of those old habits might start to come up. So, you know, we actually, so of our 15 employees, five of them are under 20 years old. And I'm really proud of that. And I know I've had people question it. And it's like, to me, you know, like I think about one young man in particular, Kyle, like he is just an absolute rock star. And he's always, Jameson, I want to learn more. I want to do more. Like, you know, give me constructive criticism because I'll soak it up. And Kyle had no formal like sales training, but he's crushing it because he was a fresh, I guess I like to say, sponge. He just absorbed everything. And also there was no pride. He's like, I'm not coming in because I'm a super experienced stud. He's like, I'm just getting started. So I'm humble enough to ask for help.
Mm-hmm. So if someone, again, wants to learn more about sales, you know, not even just in a specific industry, but just sales in general, what would be like a next step or where would you point someone to get more information on just being a better salesman, info of the industry, anything like that?
Yeah. Well, first step, Josh Langmaid at MediaCorp. number two, read, you know, the books I mentioned and just reading in general. Expanding your vocabulary, you know, becoming a better speaker. I'm not saying like in front of a big audience, but the ability to sit in front of a person and in a good way, talk them into something, you know, convince them that your product or service is what they need to solve their problems. There is actually another book that's just got some really simple, helpful tips and tricks. It's by Jeffrey Gittimer. It's called The Little Red Book of Sales. Some of the stuff is cheesy and kind of basic, but some of it is so simple, but yet so clever. So I'd recommend that. And then number three, role play. Role play, like not in a weird way.
We never do that for us. And I'd love to start.
So it's like, so I always hear like, oh, Jameson, I hate role playing because it's uncomfortable. And it's like, that's the point.
Yeah.
Like, because the prospect's uncomfortable, you're going to be uncomfortable because whenever you're talking about money, you know, money's kind of like sex. Like, it's kind of a touchy subject, but it's an important part of life.
Yeah.
So the more you talk about it, the more comfortable you'll get. But then also, too, like, if I'm sitting with you, someone I know well, and I can convince you of something in a fake role play setting, I can take Sally, who genuinely needs my help, and I can show her how our services can match her needs and how her budget can afford what we're charging. And it's just so much more natural. And two, it's just like repetition. You know, like LeBron has been the greatest player in the league, in my opinion, for the last 5 years, 10 years, but it's not like he stopped practicing. Like he's probably practicing more now than he ever has, just like we need to do in sales. Like if you want to get better, you need to practice. It's the 10,000 hour rule.
You brought up a, you know, something that, that sparked a quick question. The face-to-face sales nowadays compared to you're on a phone call or you're, you know, emailing, you're sending out a proposal. How much, how does that affect like the sales compared to face-to-face in 2020?
Well, I always prefer face-to-face because I'm an extrovert. I'm a people person. And body language is powerful, you know, and then just even showing emotion, tone of voice is important. But you got to meet people where they are. Like people are busy. So, you know, I would love to take 2 or 3 hours for every sales presentation, but I realize Sally is a single mother of multiple kids and she's only got so much time. So I want to be respectful of that time. And then also when it comes to communication, like let's say you're starting the conversation, you know, like if they prefer email, email them. If they prefer talking on the phone while they're driving home from work, call them at 5 when they're driving home, or even like Facebook Messenger. Like we had a staff member sell a $360 personal training agreement, $360 a month, so it was over $3,000 worth of value via Facebook Messenger. The lady actually gave us her checking account information via Facebook Messenger. So hopefully Facebook's secure, but it's like meet them where they are. But I would say for most people, unless they're extremely introverted or just they have serious social anxiety, it's like in-person always trumps any form of technology.
And one last thing too, what is, how do you think B2B compared to, you know, B2C customer sales looks? Does that change much? Do you have to come at it a different way or is it pretty much the same?
Yeah, so I don't have a ton of experience in B2B, but I would say, you know, when you're B2C, It's you, your products and services, mm-hmm. and that person and their needs or their family's needs. So it's less people. Mm-hmm. And when it's B2B, you know, for example, we have, I won't say names, but in Stuartville, we partnered with one of the biggest employers in town. And I remember when we first approached them, we said, we hope to gain nothing from this. Like, we don't want any PR, any branding. You know, if it results in some extra sales and revenue, great. Nope. But it's like, we see your company. You have hundreds of employees. You know, they work in high pressure, high stress atmosphere, especially the people in the office who are sedentary and sit in front of their computer 7 to 8 hours a day. Mm-hmm. This is what we recommend. And it's not only going to benefit your employees' immediate health, but it's going to lead to less sick days. It's going to lead to, you know, more productivity, better workplace happiness, that kind of thing. So like in B2B, you need to look at that business that you're trying to partner with or sell to and be like, okay, not only how do you help my individual team members, but how do you help the business as a whole? So I guess if you were to look at it this way, like let's say, you know, a company like yours, marketing, sales, advertising. Okay, so how does that help each individual employee in regards to more sales, more recognition, a bigger client list? But then also, how does it help the company long term? And it can't be just sales. Nope. It's got to be branding, recognition, and then also what makes you different than your competitors. Mm-hmm. Well, why should I choose MediaCore instead of SalesCore? Mm-hmm. I don't know if that's a thing. Hopefully it's not.
No, it's not.
Okay, cool. I hope that makes sense. Yeah, like I said, I don't have tons of experience, yep. but I know the vendors I work with, mm-hmm. when they come to me and say, what can I do for your business? Yep. I'm always willing to help them out.
Yep.
And they ask me my needs. What I can't stand is when they come in and say, all right, this is what I think you need. It's like, man, you know nothing about my business. Let me tell you what I need.
So do you think, even on that, do you think that more and more are sales are turning to what's the terminology? The solutions.
Oh, the solution like solutions selling. Based
yeah.
sales.
Yeah.
100%. Like, I don't know. Like, think about the things you buy in your life.
Yep.
Like,
because I like the solutions selling like idea, but then I was listening to a podcast and they said like, well, you shouldn't do that because. What was he saying? I don't know why. Like it was moving toward it, and then now we're. So he said like we should be moving away from it because. I'll try.
Well, I'm, later, and I don't know. Maybe I'm off base here. Like I'm a believer in like the second sale or upselling. Like you sell an initial product, mm-hmm. and then to build off of that customer value or that sales transaction per customer. Yep. Yeah, you sell them additional service and products as long as it helps them with their goals or their issues. But like I think about, so recently I may have misplaced my wife and I's drill. And so she was working on a project and she's like, hey, I need you to go get another drill. Mm-hmm. I love rigid products from Home Depot. So I went to Home Depot and I knew exactly what drill I wanted. I'm about to grab the cordless drill, the cordless impact option, and it came with the battery pack and charger. I was like, sweet, I'm about to pull it off the rack. And the guy comes up and he's like, hey, you know, how can I help you? And I was like, my wife and I just need another drill and because she's, you know, working on a project. And he's like, cool, well, I got the perfect thing for you. And he's like, come check this out. And he shows me like this rigid, like 5-piece set. And I was like, okay, that's cool. But I said, like, I need a drill. And now you're selling me a skill saw, a rotating saw, and you know, a laser level. And it's like, yep. those aren't things I need. My solution was the drill and the drill alone.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Awesome. Well, hey, let's, if people want to know more about Anytime Fitnesses or your locations, where do they go? Who do they talk to? Where should they visit?
Yeah, well, I am happy to give out my cell phone number, 507-440-6248. Josh has my contact information as well. I would say the best place to go would be anytimefitness.com. You're going to come to the homepage, type in your zip code. It'll bring up a location nearest you. You can actually online submit a request for a free 7-day pass. One of our team members will call and email you within 24 hours to schedule a tour. or just stop on by. You know, like our office hours are 10 to 7 Monday through Thursday, 10 to 5 on Fridays, and then Facebook as well. So just, you know, www.facebook.com/StewartvilleMN, Anytime Fitness, or, you know, Byron, Wapton, or Baldwin.
Awesome. And if you're interested in video production, digital marketing, anything like that, give us a call at 651-564-2169, or visit our new website. Just finished that. Ooh. It's pretty sweet. MediaCoreMarketing.com. It's pretty cool. Or just social media at MediaCore. Yeah, thanks for being on.
Hey, man. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely.
This was great. Have a great day, everybody.